Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, welcome back inside the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. This is a rapid reaction practice report. I don't know, it's a Heisman Trophy appreciation send off. Yeah, brought to you by Byers Auto. That's Tim May, Spencer Holbrook, and I am Austin Ward. CJ Stroud available and talking for the first time since Ohio State got a Rose Bowl bid and the first time since they came up short of their championship goals against Michigan. But the individual awards have rolled along. You can tell CJ Stroud's still a little bit in shock at the Heisman Trophy trip that he will get in 2 days. A clean sweep of the top Big Ten awards that he was eligible for: Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year, Big Ten Quarterback of the Year, Big Ten Freshman of the Year. It's a long list. The guy had a remarkable season, and it's pretty crazy how far he's come since he was, I just talked to him a minute ago, checking his phone at halftime of the Minnesota game and seeing a lot of questions about why he should be out there. And that was one of the triggers that maybe he needed to turn that stuff off.
Yeah, and to think of where he was then, and you know that late over the middle pass he threw for an interception that you thought that game might get sideways, to now the decisions that he made against Michigan State and even the decisions he made against Michigan, which you know he played really well in that game despite being sick.
Yeah,
the growth that he showed for you know that 12-week span is among the most remarkable things that you could see, because he was a deer in the headlights. Now that we can look back on it and reflect a little bit, and I think that's what he's doing is, you know, he was almost the deer in the headlights when it came to his first start on the road. That crowd was pretty raucous, even though it was just a Minnesota crowd that you don't really expect that from. To now being able to go into the Big House and at different points, you know, in that first half, silence 110,000 people with that incredible throw to Garrett Wilson and some of the things that he was able to do. It's just remarkable how much he's grown in the last, you know, 3 months.
Yeah, and by the way, I think he only had silence about 80,000 because it looked like about 30,000 or so were Ohio State fans. But no, you're exactly right. But, you know, this is the thing we talked about at the beginning of the year, if you remember, at the beginning of the season, is you've got to let these guys grow. You got to let these guys mature. First-time starters being thrust into a situation of driving this car, this beautiful machine that's known as Ohio State offense. And I thought he drove it with aplomb as the year went on and learned where all the buttons were. And, you know, he was asked, obviously, in this press conference, what is it about this offense and Ryan Day that gets guys to the Heisman, at least Heisman finals? Well, it's all you got to do is pull the right triggers at the right time, and you're going to get stats. You're going to get wins. You're going to get touchdown passes, et cetera. And he got much, much better at that as the year went on. And, you know, and we haven't even seen the best of him yet. I think you agree with that. But what an honor to get invited to New York City with another first-year starter in Bryce Young. Bryce Young's probably the odds-on favorite, you know, if you look at all the betting houses. And then the Pickett kid from Pittsburgh, and then Aiden Hutchinson. But, yeah, this – boy, you know, to think you're going to get back next year, you know. A lot of people take this for granted. I don't think he's taking this for granted at all. He understands this is a special moment in his career.
That was a pretty special glimpse at Tim May's Heisman Trophy ballot, I think, that Kenny Pickett slipped in and mentioned there. Anyway, he's not allowed to talk about that.
Not allowed to say who I voted.
Yeah, that's right. Until Saturday at 8 p.m. when it goes out. I think that a lot of this, you know, we've talked about his development and the things that he went through in September and C.J. Stroud growing and developing. And when you say that we haven't seen the best of him, how could we? Last year, his true freshman year was so unusual. And Ohio State trying to even get on this field was a chore, so there weren't going to be a lot of reps for him to go around. Jack Miller was still around at that point. They're trying to juggle that development, if they can even get them some snaps behind Justin Fields, which was just a big, massive challenge. None of that happened the way it was supposed to. And then you look at spring, obviously he took that job. We said all along that C.J. Stroud was going to be the starter for this team.
You said all along. I kept thinking there was competition.
I wanted to bring you into the mix, but,
yeah.
You know, it... you're right, but the fact that there was that uncertainty and that you wanted to, you know, spread the reps around, well, that's not going to be the case moving forward. C.J. Stroud is definitively the guy. He's a Heisman Trophy finalist now. He's going to be coming back with a lot of weapons. Now, not his best weapons, Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave, you know, one for sure, one most likely, you know, they'll have to replace some of that. The offensive line will be a little bit different, but now you don't have to worry about surrounding a young quarterback with a bunch of talent and then letting that car, as you say, you know, need somebody to just hold on to the wheel and make sure it doesn't spin off the road. This guy can now do some of that stuff on his own.
Yeah, and instead of surrounding, you know, a young quarterback with proven talent around him, you're surrounding unproven talent around a veteran quarterback who should be the favorite next year to win this award. You know, he's got everything in front of him.
Well, Bryce Young's got to be back.
I think the reigning Heisman Trophy favorite will have something.
Yeah.
They don't usually give it to the same guy twice. I think this building knows a thing or two about that.
Or just ask Archie Griffin. Yeah.
But, you know, he's going to be one of the favorites again next year. But to have this experience, and I think to not win it and go this year might be a benefit to him, because he does fuel himself on, you know, the naysayers, the doubters, in a way, the talk about him. He says he doesn't hear it, but everybody hears it. You know, it's just a fact of the game. And so I think sitting there, being able to take all this in, knowing what he did this year, being able to sit back and maybe think about his accomplishments while still having the best yet to come, I think is going to be a huge blessing for CJ Stroud. And I think it's going to be great for the people in this building to know that that kind of talent is coming back next year.
That's one of the more intriguing things about him. I mean, the great players, I consider him great now. I mean, you know, he's a Heisman finalist.
Yeah.
You know, that criticism that you hear, you know, from somebody in class or from somebody on the street or on the internet mainly now, can either destroy you or fuel you. And it clearly fueled him. And, you know, you were asking him about it earlier. And it's going to be an intriguing read that story. But, and the thing that always has come through on him, and he's steadfast, he's consistent, is his faith, you know. You have to believe, you know, believing in God is also kind of having faith that someone believes in you if others don't, you know. And I think that fuels a lot of these great players. And the way he stepped up after having the flu the week of the Michigan game, you know, one of Michael Jordan's great games ever, you know, was with the flu.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, great guys step up, and no matter what else is going around them, what's swirling around them, they step up and do the – you know, Ohio State did not lose that Michigan game because of C.J. Stroud. There were a lot of other factors involved, but I thought he stood – yeah. I thought he stood tall in that game despite everything going around. That's why I'm really intrigued going into this Rose Bowl, how he's going to react and how this team is going to react. I'm jumping ahead of myself with that one.
But like you said, you know, the good to average players let that criticism get in.
Right.
Get to them. The great ones let it poke them, let it prod them, and then they take that experience and run with it. And I think that's where you're seeing from C.J. Stroud. Maybe you saw the opposite of that before that Akron game when he was on the bench. Maybe it was getting to him a little bit, but after that, I think he's kind of let it poke him, let it prod him. But
instead of run with it, he more passed with it.
Yeah, and now he's really
just, you know, bringing that full circle.
He has really run with it, and he's let it fuel him rather than let him bring him down. And I think that's one of the special things about him.
I think the key is controlling the spigot to how much you see. And you know, I've talked about him, not talked with CJ, not just today, but several times over the last couple of weeks, and when he's saying that he's turning that off, he is. If you want to be, and I know it's hard, and I was having this conversation with somebody else at Ohio State recently, like, these kids, Tim, you and I, maybe more than Spencer, know what it's like to not be getting everything brought to you on your phone, your whole world being tied up in that. C.J. Stroud's whole life has been all these social media apps and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. That's just been a part of the way that he was raised.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to turn that off. But that's also where completely, completely random people are able to go directly communicate with him and say things that may or may not match reality.
Yeah, and they wouldn't say to his face.
And that's why I've asked him, you know, I would like him to, I'm trying to get him to talk about that more publicly, because that's the hardest part about dealing with the pressure of this job. It's already so hard. Yeah. You don't need to make it harder.
Yeah.
And that's what was happening in September. And lots of other players, former players that we would talk to, you know, for Buck IQ, for Letterman Live, be like, Cardale Jones would say, he's going into the press conference and he's trying to respond to people on Twitter. Like, it doesn't matter.
No.
Like, you have to go play and turn off your phone, and he did that.
Yeah.
And I think that's the part. If coaches are going to challenge you, as you said, Spencer, the pressure of the job, the fans, they're going to cheer or boo. That's all part of the game. You don't have to make it more difficult. And I think he was doing that early on. And that's something that you learn how to do with time. JT Barrett had to do that. Yeah. Dwayne Haskins had to do that. Justin Fields had to do that. Everyone, Cardale Jones, they've all had to.
That's why I wrote that story near the end of the regular season about his preparation. You remember Garrett Wilson had those great quotes about him too, but just about how, I mean, this guy, I think, you know, I had his former high school coach on in my podcast before the season started about how he went through the preparation process. And like he said, it isn't so much whether you like doing that or not. It's like it's required in his mind to get to that next level. Yeah. You've got to know what's coming, you know. And the way he embraced the preparation part of it just bodes well, has always embraced it, bodes well for him down the road, you know, whether in the NFL or not. I think he will.
Yeah.
But that just shows you what this guy's all about. But the thing about, like you were talking about, though, the social media, you know, that's a lot of these young people. I mean, I've got kids who've grown up. It's part of their community, mm-hmm. for want of another term anymore. Yeah. You know, it's the way a lot of people communicate. And,
right.
And it's really bad when suddenly people in that community who you don't even know are throwing darts at you. And, you know, you can run with it, pardon the expression, yeah. or not. And, you know, I think it fueled him.
I think that's where you saw a turn. Even after a loss, I think you can see a little bit of a turn there. I think it was the difference between C.J. Stroud responding to some of those people and C.J. Stroud just showing a little bit of raw emotion. You know, we didn't really see a lot of emotion, maybe a little bit after a couple of those wins. He was smiling a little more, becoming more comfortable in the press conference. Even after a loss, though, you know, he was willing to kind of share, like, I was sick. Like, this happened. This
yeah.
this certain thing happened. Whereas before, it was more so like, I don't care what other people say. I'm doing my best. Of course, always reminding us about his faith and telling us, you know, that that's at his core. But I think after that Michigan game, you saw a little bit of a turn. And then today, when he talked to us, it was really the first time that you could truly see, you know, the kind of person he is, you know,
yeah.
not trying to dissect, you know, what'd you see on that third down? What was the – take
right.
us through that play on the touchdown to Chris Olave. Like, you know, CJ would probably rather talk, you know, in this kind of setting, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And so not having to respond to those kind of critics right now, it really opens your eyes to exactly who CJ is.
I want to throw this out at you, too, though. You know what he really did? He embraced – he knew he was blessed this year. We were talking about the automobile he's driving. Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, Jackson Smith, and Jigba. I mean, you know, there are going to be three receivers at Ohio State next year. They're going to all be pretty good, you know. But this was a rare moment. I thought he wrung that towel out about as well as you could. What do you think? And wouldn't you like to see that? Wouldn't you like to see that one more time? I mean, that
64 yards for Chris Olave.
Right.
C.J. Stroud has helped them to 3 1,000 yard receivers. So
right.
I think he did a pretty decent job.
But wouldn't you like to see that one more time? I mean, I would.
Yeah. I mean, the guys that are next in line are 5 stars and high 4 stars as well. And you don't want to say, well, you have to be as good as Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave. That will be the expectation. You know, the Jackson Smith and Jigba will
be back
for one
more. But this was a special group, I guess.
That's the point. Yeah. They're veteran guys that were proven. And that's a lot to put on the plate of a Julian Fleming, a Marvin Harrison, a Mecca Ibuka, Jaden Ballard. Those guys are capable of that.
Sam Wiggles.
Yeah. throwing in Sam Wiggs out there.
He did.
The
he
Rose
threw
Bowl.
Him in.
C.J. Stroud did. So, you know, that was a special group. And the pressure will be on. And C.J. Stroud now, that's what I was talking about earlier, he will have to bring those guys along to that level where it's possible you could look at what Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave did this year and Jackson Smith and Jigba, and they eased him and pulled him along. Now that order will be reversed. And it'll be a Heisman Trophy finalist that will be doing it, and that will carry a lot of weight. Again, the offseason is not actually here yet, though it sounds like it. Ohio State's got the Rose Bowl. C.J. Stroud excited to go back to California after he's done in New York City and play in that Rose Bowl against Utah. We'll have as much coverage as we can possibly bring you at LettermanRow.com. That's Tim May and Spencer Holbrook. I'm Austin Ward. Thanks for joining us. This has been a Heisman Report brought to you by Byers Auto. We'll see you next time.